Bad Motivators.
Shit, yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 305 of the Bad Motivators. I, of course, am Eric Strylers, and with me, as always, is my excellent co-host, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Hey there.
This is our final pre-Christmas episode.
Yeah. I was going to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed.
Yeah.
Dude,
I haven't got the lights Christmas colors back
I
here, dude.
I see that. That's
pretty, I'm festive back
pretty here. Sweet.
You know?
Man, if I hadn't been Russian, rushing to get ready to record, I would have thought of, I did this last year on the Sith list at the last second. I did a live performance of a Trans-Siberian Orchestra tune.
Oh.
To a track.
Nice.
But this is the busiest. I mean, because, you know, it's Christmas Eve week. And naturally, we're also adding a huge technology project in on it too during the week.
Yeah, so. Why wouldn't you?
So yeah, I don't know whether I'm coming.
And also, it's just the Bad Motivators, man. You don't gotta be doing all the twiddly, twiddly, twiddly.
Ah, come on, man. If anybody deserves, just the Bad Motivators fans.
Oh yeah, No. But we get it in the intro every time.
That's true. You know what I mean? So, that is true. Sometime I ought to just throw that whole thing in there. And then when I get a copyright strike, I can be like, I own it. It's mine. You're getting a copyright strike for listening to it.
I hold you in contempt.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth. But yeah, man, Christmas is just a few days away. And listen, no matter what, I always love Christmas. I work in an industry where Christmas is like our Black Friday for retail, but I still love Christmas. I have always loved it, and I'm going to continue to love it. Got a Patreon episode getting ready to drop that's all about Christmas and good times. Goody times. But buddy, tell me what's shaking over in Cruiser Town.
Man, I have to brag a little bit about my son. And I understand, and my kids in general are fantastic, but Max Cruiser has had himself a pretty fantastic 48 hours, or say 24 hours. We went to his first wrestling meet yesterday, right? Like the big tournament of it was a whole Indiana thing. There was 300 some kids there. It was a big old deal. And I wish they would have explained their notes about when you should have your kids in meets sooner, because a few things about this, because they said older beginners should go to this, meaning what they meant to say was second year beginners, not first year beginners.
Gotcha.
So, gotcha. Yeah. So anyways, but this promise has a happy ending. So this whole event, we got there at 8 a.m. and we left at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, it was there forever, 8 hours at this place.
Man.
He had his first match at 11:30 because we had to do a weigh-in at 8, and then they had to do this whole thing for an hour and a half, and then they started doing the matches. You know, the first one, and I'm like, okay, and they're about the same size. And this kid, my mom sent me a video of it. This kid went at him, did this little move, picked him up, slammed him down, and just pinned him immediately. And I was like, oh man. He was shocked that it happened. He got to school. He kept his cool, but you could tell he was just stunned. And then we had to wait an hour and a half, and then his next match came, and it was a similar situation. I'm making, okay, we are in a different talent level of children than what my son is, because he just started this. And third one happens, similar thing. He lasted a little bit longer, but it was he got pinned pretty quickly. The fourth one, the last one of the day, we have gone through all that. Max is just he's keeping his cool, but you can tell he's a little depressed about the whole situation. Uh-huh. And not necessarily losing, but getting thrown around like that. You know what I mean? And you get to the last match, and it's against a kid who I guess had been going through the exact same thing the whole day. Like, so they were both like very inter-beginner wrestlers, and they had gone to this meet thinking it's going to be a fun time, you know, with kids like them. Yeah. And they just got their heads beat in all day. And then, so they wrestled each other the last match, and it was an actually a good wrestling match for both of them. They actually got to wrestle, and Max won 7-5. It's a low scoring match, but it was the exhilaration on his face. Like, he was so thrilled. I was so thrilled. I was like, you know, on the mat side with him, like, you know, telling him what to do and whatever. And it was such a good moment. And he won at the last second. Like, he like escaped. Or no, he took him down one more time, like right at the end, because they were tied. And it was just a big moment. And he got done saying like all day. He's like, I was like, I'm not doing wrestling next year. I don't like it. I'm not doing it. I don't like it. I'm like, okay, man, all right, relax. And then as soon as he won, he goes, I'm wrestling next year.
Yeah, man, there's nothing like that sweet taste of victory to really push you over the edge. That's you know, that's what video games rely on. It's just give you just enough.
Oh yeah, I got some of that too. Yeah. The second tale was today. I got to go on my first field trip with my son. We went to the bowling alley. We had a bowling field trip. The second last day before Christmas, and so we all went over there and. He had two of his buddies with us on our lane, and we were playing, and he legit beat me on the last game. Like, he got like five or six spares. They had the bumpers up, you know, but like he had like five or six spares and then got a strike towards the end, and it like 116 points or something like that. And he beat me by a few points. Like, I'm not a great bowler, and I also wasn't super trying. I was playing against like, you know, 7-8 year olds.
That's when you have to dominate. Yeah, you gotta assert your dominance on them.
I mean, I won every match except for that last every, but you know what I mean. But he was super thrilled about that. He was really cool in front of his buddies that he beat his dad and everybody else, and you know, and then today he got I died. We were playing Fortnite, and I died like with 25 people left, and he kept trying to come back from like, dude, I'm almost in the storm already. You got to just go. You got to go, man. You got to go. And he was like, but what about you? He was like, I'm like, it's okay. My card is already in the storm. You can't get me. And if you get me, people will kill you. You have a slight chance to do something. If you can get up there and just kind of hide and get in a good spot, get yourself healed up. And he did just that. He had got this perfect spot up on this hill, and everybody would start fighting around him. And there's like four or five guys left, and they start fighting. And he came in the last second with that thing and that power move you could talk about that you hate, the new one. But I tell you what, he was pumped that he got a solo win in the duos match after I had died like 5 minutes before that. And it was really cool. It was really, I wish I was streaming it, but I didn't. So
yeah, Stella and I got real close to having that same thing happen where I got killed and I'm like, go on without me.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, but that Deku Smash,
yeah,
that thing can suck a butt.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. It's so unfair. It completely throws off the balance of the game.
Yeah.
Because there I am. It takes a. I mean, congrats. I am not trying to take anything away from Max's achievement. Please don't take that. Yeah. But it takes, like, there's an element of skill that disappears because I had 100 health, 100 shield, and 50 over shield. And one shot, I was dead against somebody that I had on the ropes. All they had to do is wait for that douchebag gun to recharge, jumped up, and I'm like, I have to get him before this happens. And sure enough, that was it. Wiped me out. Yeah. And I'm like, that's unacceptable. There's nothing you could do. There's literally nothing you could do. You can't dodge. You can't do anything. But I can't figure out what the blast radius is of that thing because they didn't even hit me. It was just close to me.
I don't get it at all. I've tried to use it several times, and I've hurt, I think, nobody. And half the time, they're like 20 feet in front of me, and I'm throwing it right at them. I'm like, am I doing something wrong?
Right.
Meanwhile, my son jumps off the side of a mountain and does this freaking thing as he's going down and just obliterates them. I'm like, and every time, and now if I hear it, I know I'm dead because for some reason I can't get away from them. Like,
exactly.
Even when I'm sliding down a hill, it still got me. Mm-hmm. I was like, how is that even possible? Like,
now,
on the other side of the hill, like, going, and it got me. I was like, I don't understand.
Here shortly, I'm going to be cutting to the thanks a lot, internet service providers portion of the show. While I'm talking about this, I was trying to stream and I've had internet service problems. All right.
Yeah.
But I finally got a good stream going last night. And I was doing great in a match. And I went ahead and let, I hate the power up. Like, there's definitely elements about it that are cool, but the balloons that add and will let you float. But then, like, to come down, you have to drop them one at a time until you get close enough to the ground, you know?
I hate that power.
Something happened and my trigger quit working. You know, you've had the game like do random glitchy crap on you like that where suddenly you can't sprint. The only thing you can do is get out of the
match. That's been me for like 6 or 7 matches recently.
My right trigger wouldn't do anything. And I thought, oh, can you not shoot when you're on these balloons? What's the point of them? Yeah. Then I get on the ground, get rid of it, and realize none of my guns will fire.
No.
Not a one. And it's like there's 6 of us left. I have an excellent loadout. And I had like 11 kills already.
Yeah.
And then that was it. It was done. It was over. And
the only thing you could do is potentially pause the game and switch it to like left trigger or something and see if that would work. Yeah.
I mean, but at this point, dude, somebody was up my butt when I found out it wouldn't shoot. And the play area was very small.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to talk real quick before we jump into the rest of the stuff about internet service providers. Okay. I have coax-based internet service, much like most of the country. Spectrum, formerly Charter, born in St. Louis, Spectrum Internet. And for the longest time, they've been the best game in town.
Yeah.
There's just nobody could compete with them. And then AT&T came through with their 1 gig fiber. And then that nobody can compete with that, but it's not available everywhere.
Yeah.
So where I do, I have to go crawling back to Spectrum. And ultimately, it's not like it was ever terrible. I have had issues, though, man, at my old house. Settle down.
I just love it. I love hearing you. I got to go crawling back.
Because of the amount of grief I gave them when I left.
I know, exactly. It's like asking for a job back after you had a bad, falling out.
Well,
you
need it. Please bear with us, folks. I just have to get this out. This is a public service announcement. All right. At my old house before I switched from AT&T, at one point I had so many problems with my internet where suddenly it would just like fall on its face, nothing. And I would call and they sent a guy out and he replaced the end of every cable.
Nice.
From the pole to my house. Cut the ends off, put new ones on, did the whole thing. It seemed like it was working okay. Then it started happening again. And I found out the hard way. I was on one of their looping, your call is very important to us, blah, 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 for 25 something minutes. And something happened. And I said, no. That puts you back at the beginning. Saying no puts you back at the top of the queue. I was furious. Anyway, after all that, I finally get a guy on the phone. What, and not that even the same night. And he's at a call center somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And he says, well, the modem you have is on our blacklist. I'm like, you mean the modem I'm leasing from you is on your blacklist? Oh, yeah, we haven't used that modem in insert length of time here. I'm like, oh, you don't say. So I took the modem back, got a new one, and guess what? My internet worked great.
Wow.
So anyway, now I'm here. I've got Spectrum. Started having problems. Upload speed wouldn't work very well. Noticed it when I was trying to stream on Twitch and whenever I was recording podcasts. Right? Upstream speed would plummet. I'm supposed to be getting 20.
Yeah.
And it would drop down to like 6. And mind you, a speed test is your best effort. It knows you're doing a speed test and it's like, okay, give it all she's got, Captain. And that was happening. So I initiate a customer service chat with Spectrum Internet. And I cannot stress this enough. Don't take this bullcrap from anybody. They were telling me about how, and again, I can't squit. Just bear with us, people. This is going somewhere. they're telling me how much like a car's gas mileage will fluctuate, blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, that's not, that will not do. And I said, this, you, no, 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 we are not done here. You have helped me 0%.
That's bad news for you
guys. Because I said, anyway, the guy worked with me and he, I came back and said, hey, look, if I realize you have a script that you have to read from, and I understand that you're doing what you're supposed to do, but if you can send any feedback up the chain, I want to tell you that that whole gas mileage analogy is offensive to anybody who knows even the smallest amount about this. Yeah. This, dude, it's in the chat. It's hilarious. I said, that might work on my 74-year-old mom, but come on.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I appreciate that what you're trying to do. Yeah. Here's the deal. If you got a car that gets 32 miles to the gallon and suddenly you're getting 10,
yeah,
nothing's okay about that. No. Anyhow,
there's a major issue,
right? So then I swear I'll wrap this up in a second. I scheduled a service appointment, but then it sent me this thing that said, your service has been restored. Do you want to cancel this? And sure enough, all my speed tests are great, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, something really was wrong on there. And so I go ahead and cancel it. Boom. Next day, back to crap. Scheduled a service appointment for today. No show. Boom. I'm on the phone. They're like, oh my gosh, the guy's coming. It's just this and this. And here's the thing. And I'm like, well, communication goes a long way.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if you just called me and told me that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So,
instead
but
of,
the guy,
instead of now, I think you're lying.
A guy shows up and I'm thinking, here we go, because right now my speeds look great and blah, blah, blah. Dude, they have upped their game big time. He's got this thing and it's like showing this graph of the performance of my modem over the last like week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, do you see this? So this right here, was this really bad on Saturday and maybe a little bit during the week before? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh yeah, there's something going on here. That guy went out and replaced everything from the pole to my house. Wow. Squirrels had been in, eating it. He put a box on the side of my house, like very nice pro install and everything. Worked his butt off. So Will from Spectrum, A+, man. It was very good. And the difference that sort of thing makes when you're trying to do things like internet stuff.
Yeah.
My God, anyhow, I'm sorry for that long ass story, but I felt like it was important. Do you know, no. Because here's the thing, I bitched about them. I got to give credit where credit is due. They really came through. Now, ultimately, I do still want to switch to AT&T fiber if it ever comes up the street. It looks like they're trenching it in down the road too. So,
I dream of that. Columbus is such assholes about the whole fiber thing. Like they even the county at one point or people raised money or something for some kind of fund to have fiber become like some kind of staple of Columbus, and they end up using the money for something else. They like just didn't
really
like, no we decided I think Comcast kind of laid the hammer down and said, oh, well, you can't lay these lines here because that's where our lines are. And, you know, we know what I mean. Like, you
right.
know,
so
they pulled their weight or something because they own Columbus and it sucks.
The reason I said the part about going crawling back is it because this is funny. Whenever I was canceling my Spectrum internet at my old house, when I got the AT&T gig fiber, I called and the guy's like, if you don't mind me asking, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, AT&T. He goes, oh, woof. Yeah, can't really compete with that. He goes, well, let me ask you something. What would you say if I could put you in something much slower for slightly more money? Would you be interested at all? I said, no, but man, that was, he goes, I have to ask. I was impressed, man. That's the kind of people you want to talk to.
Yeah, that makes you be like, man, it sucks I don't have that technician again, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Because one of the things I told him in the customer service chat, nobody would laugh. That annoys me too. But it's probably because it's in print and they definitely don't want to see it. But I said, listen, my legions of fans, all four of them, are dying to see me suck at Fortnite.
Yeah,
you've got to get this fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyhow,
it's important.
But yeah, it makes doing podcasts and stuff difficult. And I move a ton of data.
Yeah,
audio file wise and stuff. You know, it just whoa. Boy, the life of a podcaster. It's hard.
I mean, I get like 45 up, which is twice as much as you. And I'm like, God, this is terrible. Like, you know what I mean? Just we live in a world that like demands more. It just does. Like, mm-hmm. we need to get shit done. And this is how we're doing it. And like, there's so many places like it. Like, you know what's funny about our internet providers right here? And I'm sure you have this too. When you go and look up what's available in your area, like one of those websites that like, mm-hmm. you know, collect all of it or whatever, like there's so many little like bullshit internet companies that uh-huh. they're like,
bit
they're
players, like, yeah.
Yeah, they're like offering all these services and like, you know, with these speeds guaranteed and like you want to like, man, I want to help you out, but like, I feel like the guaranteed shit's just not going to happen. Like, you don't have the infrastructure to,
right.
or the capital to really drive that. And it's just like, it sucks because you know they're going to fail. They're going to be good for like some yeah. rural community. That's about it. And then.
Now, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. And I know that we yeah. talk about a lot of dorky stuff. Uh-huh. This podcast has really transformed into from a Star Wars podcast to. A geek podcast.
Yeah, just about like technology.
Yeah, technology, yeah. video games. Star Wars, of course, is still a big, huge love of ours.
Yeah.
If you want to make sure that you stay future-proof when you're buying a home, a home. Why did I say it so
weird? Home?
A home. When you're buying a home, buying mm-hmm. property, mm-hmm. get close to a hospital.
Yep.
Because here's the deal. At least where I live, it's required that to operate as a public utility, you have to stub off right by a hospital in case they want it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing. And that's wow. why whenever I was needing fiber at a building I have, or not me, but my job, and that's like my job, is over by this hospital they were building, and I knew, and sure enough, it happened. They're giving, hey, you know, this is so-and-so, thanks for fiber, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, you're trying to subsidize your building costs. You're trying to offset them by getting me to pay for it. Now, listen, I respect the game, you know.
Yeah, respect. Well, I live fairly close to the hospital, like, but it's like a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Well, see, but that's just it. If they're going to be a public utility.
Yeah.
They cannot be a public utility and not get it to the hospital. You know what yeah. I mean? So anyhow.
Yeah. No, I dream the day of those Hawes Burkhart speeds of 2.5 up and down. That just makes me want to cry. Or he tells me that. Like because when he says it, he knows what he's saying and he says it with pride. He's like, I got 2.5 up and down. Megabits? No. Well, gigabits.
Listen, when you oh my God. That reminds me of another stupid story. I won't tell it though. People are already sick of this. When you're getting all the special guests that he has on his stream,
yeah.
you've got to have fast internet.
That's fair.
To make
That's
it fair. Work.
He's running a lot over there. Yeah.
One last quick story. I swear to God, and then I'll quit talking about internet service. I had somebody trying to sell me on internet service and they kept telling me it was so many megabytes per second.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Megabytes?
Are you sure? You don't mean megabits. No, megabytes. Says right here. I said, that is faster
wow.
than the cable in my building can move. Are you sure? Yeah, idiots. That's what they give salespeople for. God. I'm going to give you this roll of pennies. How much is in there? $100. Are you sure? Says right here, 100.
That's yeah.
$100 million. But anyway, you know what we should talk about? Because good Lord, nobody's still listening.
Can you imagine like someone was like, you get 1 gigabyte a second internet. What? So you're telling me 8 gigabits per second? That's nuts.
You're joking, right?
God, the amount of illegal things I can download in a blink of a second.
Okay, hang on. Let's do this right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Who Got What, Cruiser, and how would you like to be the who that tells the what?
I have a couple things. One, I got these snazzy lights because I don't know if you noticed here, but the rope lights behind me are missing some sections now. I was trying to make them all fancy and make them nice and go behind the wall and back over. And I made holes through the wall and everything to do so. And then when I was doing that, I just kind of had to pull on it a little bit. And of course, because it's just open-faced, you know, LEDs, it just broke like 80% of the string, like disconnected it, and I could smash my finger on a certain part and it would work, but then I let it go and it would go back to not working. So I was like, well, that's fucked. So I had to cut it off. So I was like, you know what? I gotta find something else. And I found these floodlights. They're outdoor, indoor RGB floodlights. LEDs. And they were like $25 for two of them. They come with a remote and everything, which is about the same price as that string of things up there. And they can do a bunch of shit, and they fill up the whole backspace of my area. Like, it like separates me from my background a little bit and everything. Like, and it has always, it's like a whole bunch of colors you can use. I was like, man, why didn't I do that in the first place? It's like so much cheaper. And like, if you wanted to use it as a cheap backlight, it'd be easy.
It'd yeah, it's right neat looking.
You. Yeah. So like, it's obviously Christmas colors today. I mean, it's, you know, Christmas time, but
it's Christmas time. Roger.
By what I do want to have my who got what kind of tie into what's been going on with Christmas, right?
Like
the Christmas present buying process, if you will.
Yes.
Are you switching my? Are you switching cameras?
I had a hair issue that I was trying to take care of without drawing attention to it. You couldn't just let it go.
No, I couldn't, because now people who you know, or listen to the audio version are going to be wondering what the whole scenario was happening there. But okay. So present buying, right? I've been historically like terrible at it. Like, I'm just like, it's like I get there and I just completely overthink every part of it. You know what I mean? Even for kids, I'm like way overthinking everything. Like, I'll go in there, I'll be like, okay, well, they'll like this, but will they only like this for just that day? And then it gets thrown to the heap, and then you never fucking see it again. You know what I mean? And so, like, but Rachel, she, like, kept sending me out. Like, I went, like, out for, like, 2 or 3 hours the other day, and I came back with, like, one bag of, like, some shit. You want to hear what I bought? I bought a Rubik's Cube, a Dunkin' Yo-Yo. A big ass slinky, and a purple light tracing coloring pad thing, and like something. Hold else. On, yeah.
Is it 1981? Did I miss something? I'm sitting here thinking, oh my god, I've traveled back in time.
What happened here? Dude, I don't. This is that's what happened. Like, I would look at all the stuff. And I don't know. I bought Max I did get him a Obi-Wan a Jedi Starfighter Lego set. So that, I did get something right there. But like we had already bought him the keyboard, right? And I talked to you about that, and we got that for him. And like, so like, I'm going through all this, and my wife's just like begging me, please, you got to do something. Like, I can't. I came out of that bag. I think she killed me in her mind. I think, you know, like several different ways. And then like today, she's like, we're pulling out all the gifts we've gotten. She's gotten purchased way more. In fairness, I think half of them were purchased on Amazon. But anyways, but she's just like, I got like 90% of these. I was like, well, that's not how that math checks out. Like, I got like 6 things here and you got like 17. That's not 90%. Just like,
yeah, but I think in the quality, she got 98%.
But like, I don't know what I don't know what to do. I'm lost when I go there.
Man, it's very difficult because like, as former or recovering collectors like ourselves, right?
Yes.
It's become much more difficult to like what people are saying, Eric, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know. Cuz here's what's going to happen.
Things.
People are going to see things that have the word Star Wars on them, and they're going to buy them for me, assuming this will check the boxes. And it's like, listen, I love Star Wars, but I got a room full of stuff that says Star Wars on it that I've never opened. I don't have space to open it. And I mean, yes, some stuff is really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a handful of things that, like, the Black Series, Luke Skywalker from The Mandalorian, that they're finally going to release at some point. I want that, right? Mm-hmm. But what I don't want is another Jawa. What I don't... Oh, speaking of which, oh my God.
Or a coffee mug.
Because I have a whole box, never opened, of coffee mugs that came out when The Force Awakens was out.
Uh-huh.
That I need to just replace a bunch of our coffee cups with, because, you know, coffee cups, they start to look raggedy.
Yeah,
I don't need any more coffee cups. Stella, as it, from a gift from one of her friends, they met up and traded gifts. It's like a Snuggie. Remember those? Mm-hmm. But it's actually a whole robe that you wear. It's not backless.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. It is a freaking winter Jawa's robe.
That's awesome.
I begged her yesterday. I said, put the hood up and go, ootini. She would not do it.
What?
I was so disappointed, daughter, man. Yeah, I'm like, I thought you loved me.
What child of mine would hurt me like this?
Listen, respect the bit, kid. Come on. Right. You know where we live.
Yeah.
But, dude, gift giving's hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, my son, wonderful lad. While we're talking about who got what, it used to be, you know, a piece of cake. Get him some Star Wars stuff. Get him this. But, you know, his whims change like the wind. Mm-hmm. So right now he is super into Lego Ninjago again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank goodness that it's still popular enough they're making sets, because normally what he does is gets into something past the arc of it being a thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have to have this Harry Potter bus. And this is right before they released all the 25th anniversary ones or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, my man, that Harry Potter bus is $400.
Yeah.
All signs point to no. And so, like, that's the thing when you talk about how easy it used to be to just go in and you'd find cool Star Wars stuff. There wasn't an issue of, am I going to be able to find this in a store kind of thing.
There's a bunch of Star Wars stuff at my Target now.
Like, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Like things that I would have purchased in the past. And I'm just like, well, we had a good run. It was a good time seeing Thor back in the day.
Those micro fighter ones are actually really cool.
They do look cool. I almost got Max one of them. There's bigger ones too, right?
So they're like the Millennium Falcon is about the size of my face.
Yeah, I was waiting on that one.
They look great. They've got Jango's ship.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some Clone Wars thing or some, attack.
And they have Obi-Wan's Jedi Starfighter too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Those are neat. That's really cool. Yeah. So what I got this week, what I got, the best thing I got, let me just say that, because I'm sure I got something else and I don't know. But what I got was a box in the mail today. From my good friend, Madison, Owen Sean Hoffman. And they sent me this box of candy.
Yes.
That was so good. And Amanda and I were scoping through, trying to call dibs on stuff. I'm like, that's my name on the box. All right. But she had already looked at the card. And she said, it says for you and your family. You're opening my mail now. That's a federal offense.
I don't care if we're married, ma'am. My name is on the thing.
Yeah. But no, man, I'm telling you what, those are good people right there. And not just because of this, but man, it's things like that and people like them who renew your faith in humanity sometimes.
Mm. I agree.
They're so selfless.
Uh-huh.
And they're so genuine. And for them, your time is a gift in their eyes. You know what I mean? They're just good people. Now, he's going to be like, oh, my God, shut up.
Shut it.
But seriously, that was awesome. And here's what's weird. The stress of this week, typically, for me, it's like, it sounds like a two-stroke engine wide open is what my anxiety or stress about work. Dude, I'm just rolling. So everything's good. But even though things are going so smooth this year, still having something like that happen is just like the perfect thing at the perfect time. And thank you, thank you, thank you to them.
Yeah.
They are excellent people.
I'm glad I didn't say it. So you had to say it because you would have said it much better than I did. But I too got that package today, and I already thanked him for it. I appreciate that, Sean. That was very nice of you. Yeah. I know that you gave him my address. So thanks for giving the address to somebody who's very good with computers. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, Sean. But I did say you're not trying to poison me, are you? And he's like, well, only one way to try out, find out.
Oh my God. I tried to tell Stella that there's two slices of pizza left over from the pizza joint that we love that we don't get pizza from very often. Mm. And they were gone whenever I got upstairs. I was like, I poisoned those, right? Only I have the antidote. So I'll be seeing you soon. Yeah. But anyway, man, that was pretty great.
Yeah.
That was cool. Thanks, exceptional. Sean. So, listen, in the land of Star Wars, since we were talking about it earlier, right, there was this thing today, this official footage from Disney.
Yeah.
And it was, let me make sure I get it right, it was a promotional video that's just got a bunch of, like, films and series that are coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah, like, please stay with us or please sign up. Yeah.
Keep paying your subscription. Mm-hmm. And I mean, listen, I'm not going anywhere, Disney Plus. You don't have to worry about that. But this was a welcome thing regardless. Mm. However, there's really not much. They might as well be still footage.
Yeah.
Just because what they show you, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We got to see some stuff. We got to see Skeleton Crew. We got to see a glimpse of Ahsoka. We got to see a glimpse of The Mandalorian.
Yep.
So that's pretty neat, right?
Yep. Yes.
Now, I did notice that they had Secret Invasion was there. I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Was Loki in there?
Yep.
Okay.
And there was like an animated thing that looked like it was Pixar. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, though. And they were showcasing that the new Black Panther movies come into Disney Plus in 2023.
Nice.
But yeah, thanks for the reminder. Yeah, and people were like, I think the thing, like, I remember people were talking about the Ahsoka shot earlier. But I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool, but like, you know. They're like first official like release. I'm like, is it though? I think they've shown some other stuff. And then that footage from what's it called again? That show, the Jude Law show,
Skeleton Crew.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, that name just doesn't stick with me.
Me neither. I had to think about it, and I made sure to pull it up in print before I spoke it.
Yeah,
earlier. So, yeah,
and it's just not a very Star Wars name. It doesn't feel very, like, you know what I mean? Like, it does a little bit, but I don't know. Anywho, that was the first official footage we've seen of that. I think we've seen some stills maybe, but that was like the first like footage, I think. So that was cool, and I'm excited to see those shows. It looks like the tone's pretty. At least, you know, it looks kind of Andor-ish.
Yeah. I think that it has the potential to be really cool. One of my problems, with Jude Law right now, is that I can't help but think of him in The Midnight, A Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah.
And thank God I brought that bit up on the Sith list, because now Raj cuts to it every time we mention James Cameron, where he busts a bottle and he says, "Fuck you, Jim." It's just so delicious. It's so worth it, man.
That accent of a British man trying very hard to speak, you know, this crazy American accent, you know, it kills me. But like, it's like in the Beatles song, Rocky Raccoon, with Paul McCartney. He's doing like, it's like a Western style. Uh-huh. He's doing an accent. But like in that song, it's kind of endearing just because, you know, it's just, you know, he's being goofy. But like, it's just funny to hear him try to do it. It is how it's so, it's just, but it sounds, but I imagine how it sounds when we're trying to do British accents. They're like, Jesus Christ, give that up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sure. Especially like real, like Cockney accents.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, oh, dude, I torched Amanda today. You know, she's from a small town, much like myself, but even smaller. Her small town is so small that my small town makes fun of them for being hillbillies. That's how small
like,
town is.
Sounds like my hometown, my current town.
And so I was telling her about this very thing I mentioned about Iraj playing that loop every time we mention James Cameron. Yeah. And she is a big fan of that movie. So she knew instantly what I was talking about. She goes, what's that from? I've never heard it before. I said, every year at your town's homecoming. Anyhow, so yeah, we had that going on, and I'm real stoked on that. Yeah. We had a lot of unfortunate news that we talked about last week with movies that aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate dwelling
not. Yeah.
in the minuses, but there you had some follow-up information on that, yes?
I mean, like scant, like she had like released something to say.
Patty Jenkins is who he's talking about, by the way.
Yeah, Patty Jenkins. Yeah, where she released some information saying that the information that was out there was incorrect, and I heard some whisperings that she was saying that the movie could still be happening or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, whatever's happening is something. I mean, even if in her eyes it's still happening, there's been a lot of smoke about that movie.
Like a lot. It's
and from reputable sources, you know you can see you can use those with quotation marks these days. It's still making waves, and I don't know, man. I feel like it seems doomed, and I feel like I will never not think that Wonder Woman 2 isn't like a direct cause of sudden dizzy like apprehension. I just because it didn't work for most people, that movie. So at least the way it's been, you know, at least people who are willing to speak about it, who care to speak about it. I don't know. It just seems doomed. And maybe it's going to come out and to be the best thing that ever happened to Star Wars. I have no idea, but there's been a whole lot of negative talk. But, you know, that's been going. The same thing's happened with James Gunn and DC and stuff right now. Mm-hmm. People and how they're talking about things with Henry Cavill and all those guys that they're basically just like, yeah, we're just doing away with what was going on and we're starting afresh, which they need to do. They can't keep piecemealing all these characters together and hope that Brooke will be like, okay, yeah, cool, all right, you know, and say that to say it's some connected world and us to be able to like this. Anyways, it was broken a long time ago. Like it never quite got off the ground, if we're honest,
right?
And so it's even if they're beloved by a lot of people, the overall feeling about it isn't good. I mean, just look at what DC end up doing. So I don't know if this whole thing with Patty Jenkins is going to push forward or not, but you know, I'm not saying I don't want it to. It seems dire at the moment, but that's how most Star Wars projects feel most of the time, to her credit. So
yeah, I mean, that's true. There's been very little that hasn't had like an onslaught of I don't want to necessarily say negativity exactly, but like naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do. I want a Star Wars movie. If she makes it, I'll go see it.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the end of that. But I would like it if just this stuff could go easier. Hey, we're making a movie, and then it gets made.
Yeah.
Or hey, we're not making any movies, and they don't get made.
Yeah.
Or even more exciting, hey, we're not making any movies, and then suddenly there's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what we get.
Yeah.
What we get is, hey, we're making a movie. Oh, man, we shouldn't have said anything. Maybe they'll forget about it.
Yeah, five years later.
Yes.
You know, it's like that. And I tell you what, though. Say what you will about James Gunn or whatever, but, like, the way he's handled this whole passing of the baton thing mm-hmm. that they're doing has been exceptional. Like he's not running away from anything really. And he's just like, he's even responding to people and like stuff like that, and are responding to criticism like openly. And it's been very direct, and that's refreshing. And I think that Disney continually is kicking themselves in the ass for what they did to him, because that could have been him now with Marvel, because he is the one that I would say really saved the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because it was not that it was dying, but it had gotten stale. It was stale, yeah. And he shot a shot of adrenaline into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say what you want, but it influenced the Guardians movies, influenced like the rest of the MCU movies when they came out after it. Like it was an influence in there. It was all of a sudden a wild tinge into everything. Mm-hmm. And then you had the Thor movies, you know, kind of piggybacking off of that energy and moving forward. And like, I don't know, man, that he could have been leading the team in the future, you know, but Feige's got such a grip on all of that. I doubt that would ever really happen, but he could have been much more involved in the story, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's tough to say, man. I've never been a big DC guy.
Yeah.
Just at all. I've never been, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought that the comics were cool.
Yeah.
Of the bigs, you know, your Batmans, your Supermans and stuff. But past that, like, their movies have just never really grabbed me. And so, like, as a casual bystander watching all this go on, I don't know. We had an interesting discussion about it on the Sith List. And so, like, for me, being the person who knows nothing about it, I was able to, like, I had some questions about, like, okay, then why did they have Cavill go and make this announcement?
Yeah.
Right. And so I was wondering if, and mind you, this is just as somebody completely on the outside. Yeah. It's like, do you think they did that to force James Gunn's hand to get him to make it a thing, make it come true? Well, we already put it out there. Now he'll have to go along with it. But he was still enough of it. He's like, no, that's not what we're doing. You know, let's face it, businesses have made moves like that.
Oh yeah,
you know
that would completely ruin their relationship if they want, because ultimately they want a James Gunn led DC future, and they love Henry Cavill, but he's also a part of the part that people want to get rid of and move from. And even I love him as Superman; I think he's great. But like, and I don't even like Superman. You know what I mean? And so like, but. I can see that, like, they're trying to like pull some maneuvers, and I mean, it's WB, you know, HBO, like all those guys, Discovery, that there's all heavy hitters involved in all of this. So I mean, I think he's doing the right way, and I think by being public about stuff, I think he's even making his stock higher, because he's gaining the trust of fans or building upon the trust he already had. And did you watch was it Peacemaker? Did you watch that?
No.
For some reason, I thought you did. I think you would really like that show. I know you don't have HBO Max, but if you did, I think you'd really
like it. If I get AT&T fiber, I will, because it's part of it.
That's dope. Well, I think you would like it because I know you like The Boys, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, Peacemaker.
Like The Boys.
Peacemaker to me,
the show's good too.
Indeed. Peacemaker to me was like somehow a more relatable version of The Boys. I don't know, but like as far as like there's like a violence factor, like a but there was really only like two or three people who were like actually like superheroes, you know what I mean?
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
But it was grounded like The Boys is in a lot of ways and stuff. But it just, I don't know. The Boys to me sometimes is like too gratuitous. I'm like, I get mm-hmm. it. All right, cool. Yeah. Let's just smash all these heads in a row. I get it.
Right.
And let's show the exact angle as it goes in. I gotcha. But you know, I watch Game of Thrones. I know what's up. But that, I think that and the Suicide Squad movie really like, DC was like, you know what? We really need this guy to shift perspective. And like stealing him from Marvel is like, because his Christmas special, you watched that, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
The, was fantastic.
Oh, it was very good.
It was so good. The music was great. The cute little story, Peter and Mantis being brother and sister, freaking sorry, spoilers for that. Super cool. You know, I think it's kind of a fun thing that they share this relationship with this, you know, God planet, you know.
Drax. What was his cousin killed by GoBots? That was pretty great.
There were so many well done little references, yeah. And like it was, you know,
Kevin Bacon was, just being an absolute champ.
Kevin Bacon is still a gem. We like that with the bacon.
The way they go on about just how all actors are pieces of crap and how they just kept driving to the hoop with it was so funny. That was so good. I liked it.
Nothing better than other actors telling an actor how shitty actors are.
Yeah,
that's great. I was really surprised at how much I liked that. I should say I was surprised, but I liked it more than I thought I would. And it was done really well too, but he's just got such a spark for the comic universe and such an understanding and a love and admiration for filmmaking and creative filmmaking. And like, it's just kind of a bummer that but understandable that he left Disney behind, because I would eventually like to see that, you know, maybe something like that of his little take on Star Wars or something would have been cool.
Yeah. I agree.
And now that's just kind of, that opportunity is gone.
Until
his contract with DC is over, you know, which I'm sure they're going to latch onto him for a while.
Well, they'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, because I'll tell you where DC is still killing it over Marvel, but it's not always not big of an impact. Is just their animation in general. They have a lot of shows that are like historically very good animated comic book stuff, like. Way better than a lot of the Marvel stuff. I know people say it's debatable, but like, I don't think it really is. You actually look at the art styles and everything else, and it's very good. Like, I mean, we all can reference that animated Batman movie that came out in the 90s. I mean, that show that came out in the 90s, that style and all that. Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy and all that stuff. It was fantastic. And RIP to that man, by the way.
Yeah.
About that. But
Kevin Conroy, people, not Mark Hamill. Don't freak out.
Yeah, Mark Hamill's still alive. Sorry. but even like the Harley Quinn show on HBO Max and Teen Titans Go, which has been going on for like 8 or 9 seasons, is a fantastic show. My kids have watched all those seasons like several times. They just keep them on loop. Like they love it.
People keep telling me how great it is. Most recently, you.
No, it really is. My wife's getting sick of it because she's tired of hearing that Teen Titans Go theme song. Bam, 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 bam.
Kind of like the Ninjago theme.
Yeah.
Ninjago.
But they actually have some really good like original songs and stuff on there. I'll talk about it more in detail one day, but like the art. They all do these different art styles and stuff, and it's just so good and so well made and thought out. And even some of DC's TV shows have been very, very good. But then they mix in with like a lot of stuff that's not very good, like on like the CW stuff like that. And it just kind of taints the waters, you know. No offense to like those shows, but the quality difference between the one on HBO Max to the CW are staggering. And and it's kind of too much to deal with.
So listen, this is out of left field, but the what made me think of it when you were talking about like winning back the confidence of the fans, right?
Yeah.
You know, Ticketmaster has long been a subject of people just don't like them for good reason.
Oh yeah.
Right. And then that whole Taylor Swift Well, and it when during the Taylor Swift era's tour pre-sales, when it came to light that looked like they were possibly in bed with the ticket resellers in front of it, not just okay, well, let's get in on the backside of it. No, they're helping them get tickets somehow and all this stuff. Well, if you'll recall, you know, it made all these national headlines. They're looking into legal action against the potential of, is this monopoly causing, you know, price gouging and so on and so on. They canceled the general sale. They were going to have the general sale for the tour, and they canceled it. And it's like, well, there has to be tickets left. There's no way they're actually all gone. It was just that there wasn't enough to have a general sale and go through that whole thing again, right?
Yeah.
What they did is that they took the people who were like the verified fans and all that, that mm-hmm. got ticket codes. People who got pre-sale codes and didn't get tickets got an email on the side with the opportunity to get tickets, possibly get tickets to the show that they wanted to get tickets to. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere. They thought, you know, this is a dead in the water. There's no tickets left. Too bad for me. But in the past week, people have been getting emails and having the opportunity. They're saying, look, you can buy two tickets. Do you want them or not? And wow. they managed to go through. Now, I don't know who drove this. I really doubt it was Ticketmaster. But I suspect that they had their feet put to the fire by somebody. And that's what's shaken out. So they took the remaining tickets and tried to get them into the hands of, you know, the people that genuinely wanted them. And when I see things like these tickets should end up in the hands of true fans. Listen, anybody who buys those tickets on a resale site are fans enough that they're going to go. I understand the sentiment, but
I don't.
What I'm saying is that them saying that, they're like, the fans, the actual fans shouldn't be able to in a position to be gouged by the non-fans who are using the ticket buying process as a business proposition. But still, that's just how life is going right now. But those tickets are ending up in the hands of fans because that's who's going to the show. Is people who like this whatever the show is. I mean, this just isn't about Taylor Swift. This is about in general.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, I think that's cool, man. And that's a good solid move.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean, and also something that I think had to happen after all the, you know, I mean, didn't have to, but it's good that it did.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, because I mean, public perception alone. Oh, it still sucks because people were. I mean, there's probably a lot of people who didn't get the option to have that email because they purchased a highly inflated ticket, and it sucks that it happened weeks later.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who the blame for that or what. I know that the overall stress on a system to have all that happening at once has to be immense. Like all those orders happening and all those reservations. All people in the queue, the bandwidth needed to sustain that is unfathomable to me. And I have no qualms with saying they deserve a fee for all those things they provide.
Well, some's got to pay for it.
Yeah, but it's either that those costs have gone so exorbitantly high to maintain the traffic or whatever. And so they're justifying it that way, or they are just reveling in the fact that they can be a predator company.
Right.
Or maybe it's a little bit of both. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's any company.
Yeah.
I realize that Ticketmaster exists as a business entity to make money. They have shareholders to contend with. They have employees to pay. They have, overhead.
It's just a shame. It's just a shame that it involves taking over all the competition.
Right. You know what I mean? That does suck. Now, in an ideal world, you'd be able to have a situation like this where you could have a company that's for the greater good of everybody involved. But listen, this isn't that world. It's not, and it's not going to be. But the thing that makes it tough in a situation like this is you've got the fees, for example, right? Mm-hmm. The fees, they cost X number of dollars. Mm-hmm. It costs X number of dollars to process a ticket. Would you concur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fee is ends up being a percentage of the ticket costs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that means that like it for this show that cost the ticket was this much money, it only cost you this much in fees. But then like take this, I'm looking it up right now just so I can tell you how sad it is. For God's sake. how many they have, keep you. You have to click on 400 different things before it shows you how bad it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't get all frowny face. $108.70 per ticket.
Of fees?
Just in service fees. Yeah, because there was still an order processing fee. And there was still a facility charge fee.
I'm fucking speechless, dude.
Right?
That is insane. That is...
Oh, it's
that
quite is, unfortunate.
That is a gigantic shark in a very tiny pool of bait fish. Mm-hmm. And you just... That is...
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That is so much capitalism driven up your ass. I don't know mm-hmm. what to do about it. That is predatory. That is it's unfathomable. Like if I bought a $40 concert ticket and I paid $7 in processing, I would. It's more than that. If I did pay $7 in processing fees and your tickets cost $500, where they cost you a ticket and you're paying $107 in processing fees, like fuck you. Yeah. That is like, oh my God.
Yeah, man, it's quite
I don't know
shocking.
What to do. I need to go back and look at all what it was for my McCartney and my Tool and all. I didn't like because on McCartney cheap, but
it was like 18%.
I'm out of breath, dude.
It's 18%, man.
I'm figuring that math out in my head. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I used a calculator.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, just what that means for what your actual ticket costs.
Yeah. $599 a piece. Just that's how much they were.
Oh, I was in the neighborhood. I said 500 something. I didn't even know.
Yeah. But anyhow. So what else is going on? I mean, remember when there was a time not so long ago that Christmas time meant Star Wars movies were in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in the theater that you're planning on going to see during this Christmas holiday season?
I've considered taking Max to see Avatar in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know everybody has their jokes about James Cameron and whatever else, but I don't really care. I don't crave Avatar. I don't watch it a whole bunch, but I think it's a fun enough movie to watch with your family. Right. And I think Max would get a kick out of having like a 3D experience and all that stuff. I like to believe Leia could do it, but I don't think she could sit through a 3-hour movie or whatever it is. No idea.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
But I mean, Max
that's
been
a
doing
long it. Slog for a kid.
Well, I mean, our kids, you know, Max and Henry both saw The Last Jedi in theater when they were like what, 3?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, Leia's 6. Like, I would like to think that she could do it. But, like, we've not taken her to a movie, I don't think. Because we're so worried that she won't be able to sit through it.
Yeah.
Because her attention span's way less than Max's is.
She's
drawing or something, man. That's all she does is draw. Just draw, draw, draw.
Yeah.
And we're definitely lifting that habit up. Like, yeah, man, just be as creative as you can, please.
Right.
Because if you don't, you'll lose it. You'll lose the drive to want to do it. You know, that's happened to me in a lot of ways. But like, you know, like while she's young or mind's forming, like, please, like, use all these mediums to create things and try things and do whatever you can because we can give you that opportunity. You know, and I'm not saying that wasn't given to me or whatever, but like it. If your kid shows interest, you should definitely follow the lead, you know?
Yeah. Just the complete side note, but I saw this YouTube short today that was Tony Hawk being interviewed about what did you get paid for the video games?
I saw that.
$4 million.
Yeah.
And that's wild.
for the video games? Yeah. All of them?
I think just for the first three.
Okay. Yeah, because he also got like the video talking about how he got a residuals like after the fact, like more so like, and they told him and he was like, how much more money? Like, I thought you already paid me for this.
Yeah, because what it was is the games were going on, and he was talking about the tier where they reduce the price, yeah, but sell way more of them. Mm-hmm. And that's when they gave him that check for $4 million. So who knows how much he'd gotten up till then.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's wild. And, I mean, he wasn't the developer. Just his name was on it.
Yeah, but I mean that was everything that made that, mm-hmm, sold that game. You know, yeah, at that time nobody was bigger than Tony Hawk, yeah, especially in the sports world. It was Tony Hawk, because skateboarding was like erupting at that, yeah, time.
That's wild. You know, yeah, Tony Hawk was the deal when I was in high school.
Yeah. He's still skateboarding too.
Yeah. He's doing TikTok commercials now.
Yeah, dude, good on him, man. I appreciate his hustle. Like how many times in his life was he told, you cannot be a skateboarder for your profession? What are you doing? Like, right, you're gonna fail. You're gonna be a bum. And here he is, hundreds of millions of dollars in his pocket, probably just, mm-hmm, just laughing, skating away.
Well, have you seen the TikTok commercials?
No,
he's doing, and the whole gist of him is that the doctor's showing him X-rays of himself, saying no more skateboarding. Do you see this? And so he's looking into non-extreme sports. That's what his search term is. And so he's trying to learn like badminton and cornhole, how to play cornhole. And they show him, and he's using his skateboard for everything. He's got like, he puts the cornhole bag on his skateboard and hits the end of it and flings the bag like a catapult through the thing. Or he's hitting a badminton birdie with the skateboard.
Oh,
it's so good, man.
That's genius marketing.
Yeah. And he's probably just rolling in scratch from, dude, that.
He just, he just never, like, I know it's hard to say it's not about the money, because it ends up being, there's always money, you know, but like, it always seems like he doesn't really care. He just like, he just has the hustle. He just like, yeah, he likes to keep going. Like, yeah, you, well, know, like, go on.
And that's what drives people, I think, that you would think that they would retire by a certain point. Mm. But then it's like, well, I don't know what else to do. Here's like, what
I
want to
die. I'm not ready to fade off into nothingness.
Right.
You know?
Because what happens is you always equate your time,
yeah,
with money.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, I won't mention her name, but she had talked about on Twitter that because of how busy she was really thinking about hiring somebody to clean her house.
Yeah.
Like once a week, once, yeah, every 2 weeks, come in and clean her house. But she has a lot of guilt associated with it, because that's not something that you need to take care of that yourself. And who do you think you are? Are you,
yeah,
some rich,
aspect,
rich, yeah, asshole? And she's not, you know what I mean? And so, but she was asking what for thoughts on that. And one of the things, man, I really gave it some thought. And I said, what you're paying for is time.
Yeah.
Don't think about the task. Think about the time. That is the one commodity that no matter what, you cannot produce more of.
Yeah.
So you have to delegate.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're exchanging one resource, money,
yeah,
in exchange for time.
Yeah.
People need you to do this thing over here, which is your job. Mm-hmm. It affects other people. Other people make their living because of you making your living. You're an integral part of that. So yeah, what,
like,
you do,
like the person that cleans her house.
Right. And exactly. And so what you do is you are investing in having the time to do, yeah, what you do. And if you can think about it in those terms, it kind of changes everything.
Yeah.
Because it really is easy to get trapped in that. I mean, so for me, as somebody who's very mechanically inclined, mm, who was an electrician for a long time, has done all kinds of stuff, there comes a point where I just, no, I'm not fixing that. That's, yeah, hire somebody.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. I'm at work and I've really changed my tone of, you know what? I could throw myself into this and spend a week figuring out how this works.
Yeah.
And forego all my other responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because, oh, that would make you seem smart. Sure, mm-hmm, it would. But the smarter thing is to pay somebody else to do it who's an expert at it already.
Yeah.
So that I can do this other thing that I'm already an expert at.
This is how the economy works. I'm not sure people realize that the trades of goods and services, that's
People who buy things are suckers, you know, Ron Swanson. Yeah, but no, yeah. You're right. And that's just it. Your time. And that is one thing, man. If I can give anybody any advice, you're still much younger than me.
Yeah. Much.
I'll tell you what. How about you and Rick Villanueva just to get together? You can spend all day telling everybody about how I'm almost 50 years old. You should go to bed. It's late and you're old. Have I mentioned that it's late and you're old? Yes, you have. Rick Villanueva from the Jam Transmissions podcast. You jam your attitude right up your butt. It's what you can jam. But anyhow, time. Don't let it get away from you.
Yeah.
Time. Because one thing, like at my job, Christmas is a tentpole. When I think about what happened the year before, Christmas is the indicator of how long ago was it?
Yeah.
Because it's the major event, right? And most times you can be like, oh my gosh, it seems like it was just yesterday that blah, blah, blah. But if you really stop and think about it, you can like, oh, here's where that time went.
Yeah.
This past year, as far as I can tell, I just finished loading my gear in the car after the Christmas Eve service 2 months ago. And now it's here again.
Yeah.
That's how quick it went by. My kids are bigger. And I've spent time doing things that I could have paid somebody else to do so that I can focus on my family. And it doesn't just have to be productive, because part of productivity is maintaining your health and your sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's important.
Yeah, you're no good to anybody when you're completely mentally exhausted all the time. Like, I mean, it's hard not to be that way just being an adult in life. You know what I mean? Like dealing with your own shit and the things you've gone through in your life and whatever. And then somebody who cut you off that day or whatever else, and your kids just won't listen to you. There's all kinds of things that constantly make you just go, what? And then it's nice sometimes to know something. And like, for like, even on my end, right? There's lots of things that I try to do myself, and I'm not even in the same wheelhouse as mechanically inclined as you are, but I can do some things, right? You know, I built this computer, it works. I put some lights, they work, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not gonna put in a new pipe. I'm not gonna, you know, for plumbing, I'm not gonna run plumbing. I'm not gonna run gas lines. I'm not gonna lay carpet. I'm not gonna lay wood floors. Like, because you know why? It would take way longer and end up costing us way more when I have to prepare the things that I fucked up by paying somebody else to come and fix my fuck up.
Yeah.
So like, it's just like, come on. Like, we don't all have time to become a master of everything.
Mm-mm.
Like, if you try to learn everything, you become a master of none. It's just how it works. And like,
truly successful people. Like, think about, I mean, let's just equate money with it.
Yeah.
CEOs of large corporations.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going out and figuring out how to best make the automation of their lines run.
No.
They're not doing any of that.
No.
They're using their efforts to hire the people who can do it for them.
Yeah.
And they can make the strategic big picture decisions, man, because that's what they're good at.
Yeah.
And the world just keeps on spinning. But, you know, like for me, there was a point where it's like, all right, depending on, like, let's say monetarily, suddenly this podcast was worth a tremendous amount of money.
I mean, right. me more than the billions it already is?
Yes, correct.
Okay, you weren't going to trillions. Okay, I got you.
But that'd be nice. Ew. But anyway, where I was going with this before you completely sidetracked me, that I'm like living like Scrooge McDuck and swimming around in money in my safe.
Woohoo!
Yeah, can you imagine how gross that'd be, swimming around in money? Money is disgusting.
How much would it hurt? How much would hurt?
Well, especially that, yeah, all the coins.
You just jump it in there? No thanks.
But
oh, I saw a dude with a big wad of money hanging out of his mouth the other day when he was like fishing through his pocket trying to organize. I'm like, you could just put it in your shoe or something for a minute, dude, while you're figuring out this shit. I'm gonna put it in your fucking mouth. Are you kidding me?
Well, because it's been in somebody else's shoe.
Ugh.
It's been in somebody's covered in somebody's butt sweat when they've had it in their wallet.
Stuffed in their bra. Uh-huh. You know, who knows what else? Pissed
but
on.
Anyway, what I was going to say is if that were the case, at some point, I would probably hire somebody to produce the show.
Yeah.
Look, we recorded it. We're the talent. That's what we're good at. Yeah.
We would meet in person You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'd helicopter over. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what we would do.
Take the PJ over, no big deal.
Yeah, and that's what, God, can you imagine? The plane would be in the descent before it finished the ascent, getting there.
But man, it would be a quick trip.
Oh my gosh, we'd be on the getting all the hate on Twitter for so-and-so's private jet just made a 20-minute trip to Aldi.
Yeah, you know what? Kobe O'Brien used a helicopter to go all over Los Angeles. He didn't drive anymore. I know I ended up killing him, but I'm just saying he had that. He did it everywhere Kobe he Bryant. Went. Huh?
Kobe Bryant.
That's what I said, Kobe Bryant.
You said Kobe O'Brien. Let's go back to the replay.
I don't want to.
That's all right.
I'm sure it's there.
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
Thank
the
you.
Man, the basketball star who died in a helicopter crash. Yes. I'm just saying he flew one everywhere because getting around LA is ridiculous, and he was filthy, stinking rich. And he's like, do something about it.
Now, here's what's interesting, and very few people are going to hear this. And you're going to understand why I say that based on what I say next.
Okay.
People who are truly successful have paid somebody else to listen to all the BS we've just been spieling for the last 30 minutes. If they really feel it's necessary for it to get listened to, they're like, here, they took out an ad on Fiverr. Needed someone to listen to this podcast and give me cliff notes for a dollar.
Yeah.
That's what they've done because their time is worth more than what they got out of this with our big take on this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the famous thing that like Jeff Bezos would lose more money by stopping to pick up $5,000 than to leave it on the ground.
Right.
Like something like that. Like
he
makes so much money by going forward and not looking backwards. Like it's like it costs him more to pick that money up than to keep walking.
I
like,
don't even want to
think about look. I know it's, I know of course we still have to have a rich love fest right now. That's not what this is. But like, cause there are some people where you're just like, really? You have that much fucking money? That's crazy. But like, It's funny that people like to act like they wouldn't be that same person in the scenario if they were all of a sudden to have that money.
Well,
like
man.
They want to act all high and mighty while we're all the peons down here, you know, just hoping hoping that somehow we can survive off our meager pay for the rest of our life or whatever. But like, well, these guys just have hundreds of billions of dollars and it doesn't matter. But like, if all of a sudden somebody gave you $2 billion, or $2 million even, your entire way of life, worldview, people, the perception people have of you changes immediately. Mm-hmm. Just look at what happens to lottery winners and why a lot of them choose to remain anonymous, because it would be ungodly living with having won so much money. Mm-hmm. Everybody you ever know, but come on, man, you got all this money. Help us out.
Right.
It's not that, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it's just like, the harassment that would ensue.
That'd be a nightmare.
But I'm not saying that's why you get instantly rich. But like, even people who I know people who are millionaires, it's been a building they've had for their entire lives, like over a 50, 60 year career. You know what I mean? And they have this life and they have these things and they help other people. So like, there's this whole thing that like every rich person in the world's evil. It's not true. But it's just, I don't know, man. Your whole world perception is different. Everybody views the people that are in the room that have that money as a different human because they have so much more ability to do things than you do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a fact of life. So it's so strange to see.
Weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
Sorry.
Speaking of large sums of money.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check out patreon.com/thebadmotivators, where for a low sum, you can have some really awesome bonus shows, okay?
Yeah.
Support the show, man. It really helps us out. It does. Doing this stuff and improving the quality of what we do, that's where most of this money is up going. And it's, you know, stupid Adobe suite and their subscription model, you bastards.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be still rocking on that student price. Wait for that to fall through one day.
Yeah. But anyway, check that out. Seriously, we got a lot of fun going on over there, man. There's a decent community. We've got people who will comment in the posts, and it's good fun. And if you're over there, be sure to comment in the post. We love knowing what you think.
Yeah.
We make these shows for you, the consumer. Mm. Be sure to check out TeePublic and Redbubble, where we've got some pretty neato Bonito shirts and other things that you can get our imagery slapped upon by professionals that we pay to do that.
Yeah.
And you're banning them, actually. We don't get anything. And you can follow the show on Twitter at @bad_motivators, should you wish. You can check out Cruiser streaming all day, every day, just about, on Twitch. The link's there in the show description. You can catch me streaming on Twitch about once every few days, just depending on how the internet connection's going. And, you know, it's a good time. Good times had by all. But anyway. Oh, yeah. There's really nothing left to say except this. Sweet man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift is awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
The Bad Motivators.